When I was a student, I went to a conference, and there I met some people who were from, I think they were from Holland, but it might have been Germany. I mean, I wasn't very good at knowing those things in those days.
Quand Alain était étudiant, il est allé à une conférence, et bon, il y a des gens qui sont venus de Pays-Bas.
And they had t-shirts on, and the t-shirt said, Jesus in your heart, revolution in your life.
Donc ils ont des t-shirts qui écrit Jésus et donc résurrection.
Jésus dans ton cœur.
Dans ton cœur et résurrection dans ton cœur.
Révolution dans ta vie.
Dans ta vie.
Yeah. Jésus dans ton cœur, révolution dans ta vie. I just remember those t-shirts. It wasn't in English. It was in probably Dutch. It might have been in Dutch. It might have been in German. Who knows? But yeah, Jesus in your heart, revolution in your life. And that is what I want to get across to you this evening, that when the Lord Jesus Christ invades your life, he just changes everything.
Donc ce sera notre thème ce soir, la résurrection en Jésus, et il va changer notre vie.
In fact, Jesus goes so far as to say, I am the resurrection and the life. That's what he says.
Jésus dit que il est la résurrection, il est la vie.
So he's very, very centered on himself, isn't he? He thinks he's the answer to people's problems.
Donc Jésus est très centré sur lui-même. Il pense qu'il est la solution des problèmes des gens.
Sometimes in British English, we say of someone who is a little bit arrogant, we say, "Oh, he thinks he's God's gift."
Donc en anglais, des fois, quand on dit quelqu'un qui est arrogant, on dit que lui pense qu'il est le cadeau de Dieu.
Jesus knows he is God's gift.
Jésus sait que il est le cadeau envoyé par Dieu.
And to receive him is to receive God's gift.
Donc recevoir Jésus, c'est recevoir le cadeau envoyé par Dieu.
So we're going to find this out by looking at John 11 and this amazing incident of when Lazarus was raised from death.
On va regarder le chapitre 11 de l'évangile de Jean où Lazare est ressuscité par Jésus.
And we're going to look at it in kind of scenes, okay, because it's presented to us in scenes. So we're going to look at little scenes.
Et on va les étudier par différentes scènes.
And the first scene that we see is a home that is filled with love.
Alors, la première scène, c'est une famille remplie d'amour.
Here are these three people who live together. We don't know much about them. We only know that they were brother and two sisters, and they loved Jesus, and Jesus loved them, and they loved one another.
Donc, on sait que là, il y a trois personnes dans cette famille, un frère et deux sœurs, et ils aiment Jésus, et Jésus les aime aussi.
And they love to invite people into their home, and they introduce people in that way to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Et ils aiment bien inviter les gens chez eux, et de cette manière, ils introduisent ces gens à Jésus.
And in that way, their home becomes a kind of center for the love of Jesus for people.
Donc, il devient, dans cette maison devient en quelque sorte le centre de, pour l'amour de Dieu, de Jésus.
And I just want to pause at that point and ask you, what is your dream for your home? What do you dream of for your home? What would you like your home to be?
Donc, on va faire une pause ici de se demander qu'est-ce qu'on veut que notre maison soit. Qu'est-ce qu'on veut pour notre maison?
They say in Britain, an Englishman's home is his castle. And so the idea is we want somewhere safe, where we feel safe, and where we feel nobody's going to come and disturb us. We want safety and peace.
Donc en Angleterre, les gens ils veulent que sa maison comme un château. Donc c'est l'idée d'un endroit sécurisé.
I don't know what the French dream of a home is. What is the French dream of a home? Anybody want to say? People are smiling sardonically at each other, ironically at each other.
Quel est le rêve pour une maison en France?
What's the dream of an American home? Yeah?
Food.
Food. Food. A pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very cold. Yeah. What about America? What is the dream of an American home?
D'une maison, d'une famille américaine.
What about Canada? What is the Canadian dream?
Canada, everybody wants everything.
Everybody wants everything.
Yeah, they want to own everything, and they don't want for their neighbors. They want their own. Yeah. Pool,
oh,
their own
privacy.
Club. Yeah, they want everything, and they want
them. Privacy.
I don't want this, but that's why.
No.
Let's clarify.
Well, I wonder if you can just identify a little bit with this dream home that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus shared together, where their home was a kind of, I know this sounds really hippie and cheesy and awful, but it was a kind of center for love, for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, for them and for their friends.
Donc on voit que la maison, la famille de Lazare, cette famille, est vraiment centrée sur l'amour de Jésus et aussi sur l'amour de Jésus envers ces gens.
I would trade a jacuzzi for a home filled with love, especially if it was the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not that I have a jacuzzi, you know, but you know, if I had one.
Donc Alain, il va échanger même pour l'amour de Jésus un jacuzzi.
But even a home like that knows problems, and Lazarus gets sick.
Donc même une telle famille rencontre des problèmes. Donc Lazare ici, il est malade.
What do you do when someone in your home gets sick?
Donc qu'est-ce qu'on fait quand quelqu'un dans la famille est malade?
They tell Jesus.
Eux, ils racontent à Jésus.
It's the most natural thing in the world for them to do, to send someone to tell Jesus that the one he loves, the brother who he loves, is sick.
Donc c'est la chose la plus naturelle que quand dans cette famille quand quelqu'un est malade et on voit quelqu'un pour parler à Jésus.
And again, that would be a dream, wouldn't it? If only it was the most natural thing for us to, when the car breaks down, first thing tell Jesus, second thing phone the insurance. You know, that would be such a wonderful thing. First thing, tell the Lord. Second thing, phone the doctor. If only we were like that.
Donc ça serait aussi merveilleux si on rencontre un problème, la première pensée c'est de dire au Jésus. Par exemple, quand une voiture il est en panne, d'abord on dit au Jésus et après on appelle l'assurance.
Your life can be like that. Jesus can occupy that place in your heart and in your life.
Notre vie peut être comme ça.
Well, Jesus loves Lazarus. Lazarus loves the Lord Jesus Christ, or did. He's now sick, and as we discover, he dies. And the sisters love Jesus too. So what does love make Jesus do?
Donc, qu'est-ce que Jésus fait par l'amour?
That is not a rhetorical question. You can look at the text and tell me.
On peut regarder la réponse dans le texte.
In verse 6, it says the stay where it was. Two more days.
Donc verset 6, il dit que Jésus a resté encore deux jours l'endroit où il était.
Yeah, it's a little bit smudged in our French translation. It doesn't have et alors ou à cause de cela or anything like that. But in the Greek it is there, in the English translations we have it. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days.
Donc versets 5 et 6, or Jésus aimait Martha, sa sœur et Lazare. Quand il eut appris que Lazare était malade, il resta encore deux jours à l'endroit où il était.
Now, we might not understand that.
Peut-être on a du mal à comprendre pourquoi Jésus fait cela.
Your first reaction when someone is sick is to get there as quick as you can.
Souvent notre première réaction quand quelqu'un qu'on aime est malade, on y va vers la personne immédiatement.
And when we are sick, we want the doctor, the nurse, the paramedics, the pompier, to get there as quick as they can.
Et quand on est malade, on aime bien d'être pris en soin immédiatement aussi.
And when we got a problem, we want God to solve the problem as quick as he can.
Quand on a un problème, soit on veut que Dieu résout le problème le plus vite possible.
But we need to understand that sometimes Jesus delays because he loves us.
Et des fois, il faut qu'on comprenne que Jésus retarde parce qu'il nous aime.
I can't explain that to you, but I see it here.
On peut pas expliquer pourquoi, mais c'est écrit ici dans la Bible.
That delay would enable Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and the whole village, to see Jesus' glory, and that delay is worth it.
Ce retard permet cette famille et aussi tout le village de voir la gloire de Dieu. Donc ce retard est important.
Then we have, and we're not going to kind of ignore it. We have this little interchange between the disciples and Jesus, verse 7 downwards. So Jesus says, "Let's go back to Judea, where Lazarus was."
Donc il y a ensuite il y a des échanges entre les disciples et Jésus. Les disciples disent à Jésus, maître, non, Jésus. Puis il dit aux disciples, retournons en Judée.
But the disciples are not thrilled with the idea. They say, but they tried to stone you, and you can't go back there. It's just stupid. We can't go back there.
Mais les disciples sont assez contre sur cette idée parce qu'ils lui disent que les Juifs cherchaient à de lapider, donc il ne faut pas retourner là-bas.
But Jesus tells them that he knows what he's doing, and then he says, Lazarus has fallen asleep.
Donc Jésus répondit que Lazare s'est endormi.
And the disciples think, well, that's fine, and if he's fallen asleep, the fever will break, or something will happen, and he'll get better.
Les disciples disent que ce sera parfait parce qu'il va se reposer et après il va être guéri.
But Jesus has to explain, no, what I mean is Lazarus has died and we're going to go and wake him up.
Donc Jésus expliquait que non, Lazare il meurt et on va lui réveiller.
And so the disciples, some people think with an air of desperation, other people think with an air of heroism. They say, okay, fine, let's go, and we'll all die together.
Donc, les disciples réagissent différemment. Donc, au final, il dit que, allons-y, nous aussi, afin de mourir avec lui.
Again, when the Lord Jesus Christ is at work, the people who love him most don't always understand what he's doing, don't always get what he tells them. And sometimes, when Jesus is at work, people get very confused.
Donc, encore une fois, quand Jésus travaille, les disciples, ceux qui sont les plus proches de lui, comprennent pas pourquoi Jésus va faire cela.
I want to say, you don't have to understand everything Jesus is doing in your life.
On n'a pas l'obligation de comprendre toutes les choses que Jésus fait dans notre vie.
But you do need to trust him.
Mais on a besoin de lui faire confiance.
Okay, so a home filled with love. We take another scene now, a village filled with grief, or a village in mourning.
Dans la deuxième scène, c'est un village qui est en train de faire la deuil.
So they arrive at Bethany, and the whole place is in uproar.
Donc ils arrivent à Bethany et tout le monde est en train de faire la deuil.
In those days, you know, when people in Western countries are grieving and mourning, we do so quietly. We have quiet houses, we put on quiet music, we go to a quiet cemetery or a quiet crematorium, there is quiet music, everything is quiet.
Donc dans le monde occidental, on fait les choses d'une manière assez silencieuse, avec la musique silencieuse, dans un endroit calme.
We may weep a little, but we're not going to say much, and we kind of exchange sad smiles, and that's about as far as it goes.
Donc on va parler doucement, calmement, et on va pleurer un peu, mais c'est assez calme.
Have you ever seen videos of funerals taking place in Middle Eastern countries?
Est-ce que vous avez vu déjà des vidéos que le funéraire, comment ça se passe en Moyen-Orient?
It's not like that at all. It is loud.
C'est très bruyant.
People cry, people shout, people scream. It's big.
Donc c'est un grand événement là-bas. Les gens vont crier de manière très bruyante.
In fact, in Jesus' day, because you might get tired from all the yelling and screaming and wailing, you could hire people to come and help you scream and wail. They really did that. They did hire people to come and wail.
Donc, à ce jour, les gens ils peuvent employer les gens venir ici pour crier et pleurer.
And Jesus comes, and this has been happening for 4 days because Lazarus has been buried 4 days.
Donc ça fait 4 jours que Lazare était enterré, donc ça fait aussi 4 jours que l'événement est en train de se passer.
So a complete brouhaha in the village, you know, it's kind of gone crazy with grief because of Lazarus dying. And he was a popular guy, you know, always having people at his home.
Donc c'était un grand événement, les gens ils font la deuil, en plus Lazare c'est quelqu'un qui reçoit souvent les gens chez eux.
Martha goes to meet Jesus, and she says, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died.
Martha, elle est allée voir Jésus, et lui dit que, Seigneur, si tu avais été ici, mon frère ne serait pas mort.
Mary goes to meet Jesus. What does she say? She says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Donc, pareillement, Marie est allée voir Jésus en lui disant que, Seigneur, si tu avais été ici, mon frère ne serait pas mort.
The crowd all say, he opened the eyes of the blind guy, surely he could have stopped Lazarus from dying.
Donc, tout le monde dans le village dit que Jésus arrive à ouvrir les yeux des aveugles. Bien sûr, ils peuvent arrêter la mort de Lazare.
And Jesus had deliberately waited 2 more days, and now Lazarus had been dead 4 days.
Donc Jésus a fait exprès d'attendre de 2 jours de plus, et l'Amazon ça fait 4 jours que Lazare est mort.
And I can see us all trying to do maths in our head. So I guess that means he'd been sick 2 days by the time Jesus heard about it, I suppose. But I mean, the maths doesn't matter that much.
Donc ça veut dire que ça faisait 2 jours quand Jésus a eu l'information qu'il est malade.
What does matter is that there was no embalming in those days. There was no cold storage in those days. Lazarus had been in a hot climate, buried for 4 days.
Donc à ce moment-là, Lazare était enterré dans un endroit qui fait très chaud.
Hence the reluctance to take away the stone.
Plus que l'effort qu'il faut bouger la pierre.
Because they say there'll be, our translation said, a bad odor.
Donc c'est une mauvaise odeur.
The old English translation said a stink, and the New American Standard Bible says a stench. It's a strong word that's used.
Donc c'est une pueur très très forte.
Jesus says, look, he'll rise again.
Je lui dis que il va ressusciter.
Martha says, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know all that. I know that he will rise again, of course."
Et Martha dit que oui, bien sûr, oui, il va ressusciter.
But Jesus says, "No, that isn't what I'm saying. I mean, I am the resurrection and the life."
Et Jésus lui dit, c'est moi qui suis la résurrection et la vie.
Jesus in your life, revolution in your life.
Jésus dans votre vie, révolution dans votre vie.
So he's saying, do you trust me? Do you trust me in this situation?
Donc Jésus il demande, est-ce que tu me crois dans cette situation?
And so Jesus, we read that he's deeply moved and troubled.
On voit que Jésus il est profondément indigné et bouleversé.
This village, normally a place of love and of food and of joy and of fun and a place where he was introduced to people.
Dans cette ville, normalement, rempli d'amour, la joie, plein de nourriture.
Now the village is full of grief because of this man dying, and it's a terrible scene.
Et maintenant c'est rempli de chagrin.
Now Jesus comes to the tomb and he weeps, and they say, "Look, how you loved him."
Et donc Jésus est arrivé devant le tombeau et Jésus a pleuré. Et donc les Juifs disent que voyez comment il aimait.
Now I don't know what things you face in your life. It's the rentrée at the moment, isn't it? It's back to school day tomorrow. So all the kids are really excited about going back to school. When I was a kid, I was never excited about going back to school. I really think it's wonderful in France because everyone wants to go to school. In Britain, it's not like that. In Britain, nobody wants to go to school. And we go back kind of reluctantly, and I was really sad to go back to school. But I mean, kind of like that's a small thing, isn't it? But sometimes our problems are really big. Sorry, that was a lot.
On ne sait pas qu'est-ce que vous faites face dans la vie, mais là, par exemple, là maintenant, c'est la rentrée, certains peuvent sentir que c'est fatigant, mais des fois, les problèmes dans notre vie, ils sont très grands.
Sometimes we just get so tired, you know? So that you wake up tired, and you feel tired, and you think, I shouldn't be tired like this, and we're just so tired.
Des fois, on est vraiment fatigué, on s'est réveillé, mais très très fatigué.
Sometimes we get so stressed, you know, there's so many things going on, we don't know how to manage everything, and it's just too much.
Des fois, il y a beaucoup de choses qu'on doit gérer et on est très stressé.
Sometimes we just get so sad. There are things in our lives that we just can't kind of get on top of, and they overwhelm us and we get so sad.
Des fois, on est triste parce qu'il y a tellement de choses qui se passent et on a du mal à faire face.
Never think that the Lord Jesus Christ is kind of emotionally distant. You know, he's a bit like a counselor who doesn't get involved. You know, the counselor has empathy but not sympathy. They're not supposed to feel what you feel. They're supposed to look into your situation and be detached. Jesus is not like that.
Donc il faut pas penser Jésus comme quelqu'un un conseiller, il est complètement détaché émotionnellement. Mais en fait non, il est pas comme ça.
He's deeply moved and troubled. He weeps. He feels the suffering of this world.
Il sent la souffrance de ce monde. Il est profondément indigné et bouleversé.
So when we get moved at things, and sometimes we get so upset at things that happen in this world, we need to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ feels things too.
Donc quand on est aussi profondément indigné, il faut réaliser que Jésus lui aussi il sent les choses.
He feels things more than we do because he's more sensitive.
Il ressent les choses plus que nous parce que c'est encore plus sensible pour lui.
Okay, let's go to the tomb.
Donc on va au tombeau.
Jesus says, "Take away the stone."
Jésus dit que enlever cette pierre.
They say, we can't, there'll be a stench, we can't do this.
Les gens disent que non, il faut pas parce que ça, y a une mauvaise odeur.
He says, do you want to see the glory?
Je lui dis que, est-ce que vous voulez voir la gloire?
If you want to see the glory, you've got to face the stench, you've got to take away the stone.
Donc je lui dis que si vous voulez voir la gloire, il faut enlever la pierre.
And so they take away the stone, and Jesus prays.
Donc ils ont enlevé la pierre. Et Jésus, il adore le Dieu.
He says, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.
Jésus dit, Père, je te remercie de ce que tu m'as écouté. Pour ma part, je savais que tu m'écoutes toujours, mais j'ai parlé à cause de la foule qui m'entoure. Afin qu'il croie que c'est toi qui m'as envoyé.
Have you ever heard someone pray and you think, I'm not sure they're praying to God, I think they're trying to tell me something in their prayer and trying to communicate to the whole church something in their prayer rather than talk to God?
Est-ce qu'on a déjà eu l'impression pendant une prière que c'est comme si la personne est en train de plutôt de passer une information au lieu de prier à Dieu?
In a way, it's a preach, it's not a prayer.
Dans une manière, c'est une prédication plutôt que prière.
Well, Jesus, when he does this, he's right to do it.
Donc Jésus fait ce genre de choses, il a le droit de le faire.
But I don't think it's a good idea for you and me.
Mais on pense que c'est pas une bonne idée pour toi et pour moi.
And once he's prayed, he says, what does he say? Say it all together. What does he say? In English and in French, if you want. Yeah. He says, Lazarus, come out.
Donc Jésus dit, Lazare, sors.
Some people have remarked that he says, Lazarus, come out, because if he hadn't said, Lazarus, come out, they all would have come out. You know, everyone from the tombs would have come out.
C'est important que soit Lazare sort, mais pas tous les morts qui sortent.
But as it is, Lazarus comes out and only Lazarus.
Donc il n'y a que Lazare qui est sorti.
And they say, he says, take off the bandages and let him go free.
Donc Jésus leur dit que détachez-le et laissez-le s'en aller.
Jesus, when he speaks into your life, he brings life and new life.
Donc quand Jésus nous parle, il nous amène à une nouvelle vie.
He says, I'm the resurrection and the life.
Il dit que c'est lui la résurrection et la vie.
There's an old song in English that we sing very often. And I don't know whether you want to try and translate this verse or not, but I'm going to cite a verse to you. It doesn't matter if it's not translated into French. But this is the way it goes. It's a song by Charles Wesley, who was John Wesley's brother, okay? And it goes like this. He speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful, broken hearts rejoice. The humble, poor believe. And I just think it describes this village. I'll say it again. He speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful, broken hearts rejoice. The humble, poor believe. And that's what happens in this village. That is this scene.
Donc il y a un chant qui dit que... How did it start?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Quand Jésus parle, celles et ceux qui écoutent sa voix reçoivent une nouvelle vie. Les cœurs attristés, endeuillés, se réjouissent. Les pauvres, humbles, croient. I'm so glad I didn't say quoi. Et c'est ça qui arrive dans ce village. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He was then, he is now, he always will be.
Donc Jésus dit que c'est lui la résurrection et il sera toujours.
Last scene, a council in chaos.
Dans la dernière scène, donc c'est un conseil chaotique.
Now, the Sanhedrin is like the council of bishops, if you like, of the nation of Israel.
Donc cet événement.
Have the word Sanhedrin?
Yeah, I can't find it. Which verse?
C'est aux alentours de 50.
47.
Thank you.
47.
Donc c'est. Passons le Sanhédrin, c'est un grand conseil où les prêtres se réunissent.
And it kind of governs or looks after the religious affairs of the nation of Israel.
Donc ils discutent les choses religieuses dans la nation juive.
And they say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? He can do anything, this guy. This guy who claims incidentally to be God, he seems to be able to do anything. We're going to have to kill him.
On dit que qu'est-ce qu'on va faire parce que cet homme il fait beaucoup de signes miraculeux, il peut faire qui se dit Dieu, il peut faire beaucoup de choses. On va devoir le tuer.
I don't know what you think about councils of bishops in any country whatsoever, but I hope that there are not councils of bishops today getting together saying we're going to have to kill this guy. I mean, that is not how a religious council works. That's how the mafia works.
J'espère qu'aujourd'hui on n'a pas ce genre de conseil religieux qui qui finalement décide on doit tuer quelqu'un parce que ça ressemble à une réunion de mafia.
We lose control, they say.
Il dit qu'on perd le contrôle.
We lose our power.
On perd le pouvoir.
They've already lost control. They've already lost all their power, haven't they?
Ils avaient déjà perdu le contrôle et le pouvoir des Romains.
A council like that has become worthless.
Ça ne sert plus rien ce genre de conseil.
And then Caiaphas, who is the high priest, speaks his amazing words.
Donc le grand prêtre Caïphe, dont il a dit des choses merveilleuses.
This is what he says, verse 49 and 50. You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it's better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish.
Donc verset 49 et 50, l'un d'eux, Caïphe, qui était le grand prêtre cette année-là, leur dit, vous n'y comprenez rien. Vous ne réfléchissez pas qu'il est dans notre intérêt qu'un seul monde meure pour le peuple et que la nation tout entière ne disparaisse pas.
In fewer than 40 years, the Jewish nation perished.
Dans moins de 40 ans, la nation juive disparaît.
The Romans came, destroyed the temple.
Les Romains sont venus et détruisent le temple.
The Jews were dispersed all over the world.
Les Juifs sont dispersés dans le monde entier.
The Sanhedrin no longer existed with any purpose whatsoever. There was no temple to govern.
Donc le Sanhédrin, il n'existait plus.
But all over the world, people who believe in Jesus Christ find new life. They find that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Not just people from Israel, but people all over the whole wide world.
Mais dans le monde entier, non seulement les peuples d'Israël qui croient en Jésus trouvent là une nouvelle vie en Jésus-Christ.
And they find that new life through Jesus dying and rising again as their substitute. He's brought life to many from every nation.
Et donc ils sont sauvés à travers que Jésus meurt pour eux et aussi ressuscité pour eux. Et aussi il y a une nouvelle vie dans leur vie.
I've got to end with Jesus' words, haven't I? That he spoke to Martha and to Mary. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Is this the Jesus that you believe in?
Est-ce que vous croyez en Jésus? Est-ce que vous faites confiance en lui?
Is your trust in him more than in anything else so that you trust him?
Est-ce que votre confiance en Jésus est plus que d'autres choses?
We're going to pray.
On va prier.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way that the Lord Jesus Christ came to that village and brought a new resurrection life to Lazarus.
Merci Seigneur que tu es venu dans ce village et amené une nouvelle vie à Lazare.
Thank you for the way that he brought the chaos of that village from grief to joy.
Merci Jésus que ta manière comment tu amène ce village de chagrin à la joie.
Thank you for the way that by dying for us, not just for the Jewish nation, but for every nation in the world, you've brought new life and hope to people from all over the world.
Merci que tu es mort pour nous, non seulement les Juifs, mais pour tout le monde dans le monde entier. Tu nous amènes une nouvelle vie.
And we pray that we may be given grace this evening, so that we too may trust you, like Martha and Mary learned to do.
On te prie que tu nous donnes la grâce qu'on apprend à te faire confiance, comme faisaient Marthe et Marie.
And that we may discover too that you really are the resurrection and the life.
On découvre que tu es la résurrection et la vie.
Amen.
Amen.